Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, November 9th, 2018. On this day in 1938 and overnight into the 10th, Kristallnacht, or pogrom night, occurred. This organized massacre against Jews throughout Nazi Germany was carried out by SA parliamentary forces and German civilians while the German authorities looked on without intervening. The name Kristallnacht comes from the shards of broken glass that littered the streets after the windows of Jewish-owned stores, buildings, and synagogues were smashed. 80 years after the pogrom night, Berlin's governing mayor Michael Müller and parliamentary president Ralph Wieland warned of growing hatred of Jews in Germany. At the same time, they warned at a commemoration hour on Thursday in the House of Representatives that all social forces should consistently stand up for democracy and against anti-Semitism, racism, and xenophobia. According to Müller, quote, "It is a sad certainty that anti-Semitism, assaults, and hostile attacks on Jews are on the rise again in Berlin and also in other places." Adding that right-wing extremists and right-wing populists are taking up more and more space for themselves to instrumentalize events and stir up prejudices. It is often said that the mood in the country has become colder. Müller warned that democracy gains its defensiveness not only from the rule of law, but also from the vigilance and courage to openly counteract anti-democratic, inhuman tendencies. It depends on each and every citizen who all have a duty to position themselves clearly, stating that, quote, "a stable democracy is a prerequisite for freedom," and adding that November 9th requires all of us to stand up for this very freedom every day and every place. Wieland expressed himself similarly, stating that, quote, "it is frightening how many people, even today, still have an anti-Semitic attitude," adding that everyone in our city, including immigrants and those seeking protection, must know that out of our historical responsibility, this anti-Semitism is not tolerated, but must be punished and without any ifs or buts. The chairman of the Jewish community in Berlin, Gideon Joffe, called for more efforts to strengthen democracy. In Germany, he complained, it could be observed that, quote, "sympathy and solidarity with democracy itself is increasingly diminishing, and that perhaps too many people have become accustomed to the advantages of democracy and no longer see anything in it that needs to be guarded and protected. This is a huge problem." Among other things, he called for more political and historical educational work in schools and among adults, adding that, quote, "by strengthening democracy, we also honor the victims of November 9th and the survivors." Too much noise and too many hotels. Many Kreuzberg residents have had enough of tourists. For years, a car dealership stood on the corner of Marianenstrasse and Skalatestrasse, and it was tolerated, but occasionally vandalized during May 1st demonstrations. Now, a hotel and a hostel are being built on the corner, with probably more than 200 rooms, shops, and offices. The new building will change a lot, neighborhood groups and district politicians fear, and protest. Magnus Hinge from the neighborhood initiative Bitzamkiez stated that, quote, "Kreuzberg definitely doesn't need a new hotel." City Councilor Florian Schmidt of the Greens emphasized that the approval for the new building dates back from 2014, adding that, quote, "such a thing would no longer be approved today." And District Mayor Monica Hammond of the Green Party demands that Berlin finally needs a city-wide hotel development plan to prevent new buildings like this one on Skalatestrasse, remarking to the Berliner Zeitung that, quote, "if there are already hotels in a certain density in a neighborhood, it must be possible to refuse the construction of further hotels." The district mayor is pleading for a, quote, "nationwide distribution of new hotels." In Steglitz-Zehlendorf, for example, there are only a few hotels, while in Friedrichshain and Kreuzberg, hotels and hostels are increasing. During visits to Berlin, young people in particular want to stay exactly where the action is, where the pubs, bars, and clubs are, on Warschauer Straße, Schlesisches Tor, Kurtbusser Tor, Görlitzer Park, Admiralbrücke, or on Skalitzer Straße, at the corner of Marianenstraße. Monica Hermann says that in these areas, residents complain more and more about noise and rubbish. She refers to the coalition agreement between the SPD, the Left, and the Greens. The Red-Red-Green Coalition Agreement chapter on city-compatible tourism merely states that a reconciliation of interests between residents, businesses, and visitors must also be ensured in hotel development. And thus, the attempt of Monica Hammond to be allowed to deny permission for new hotels in the future encounters contradiction. Ephraim Gotte, SPD, City Councillor for Urban Development in Mitte, says it is difficult to draw up such a hotel development plan for the entire city if it is only a matter of a few particularly sought-after areas, but added that he can understand any resident who is annoyed when a school class with 20 rolling suitcases is walking through the streets at night. Thomas Lengfelder, the managing director of the German Hotel and Restaurant Association, immediately has the figures ready to oppose such a hotel development plan, stating that each new hotel brings advertising for the city and jobs, and that already in the 1990s, the hotel industry thought that Berlin had reached the capacity limit for hotels, but we were wrong. There are more and more hotels, more tourists, and more overnight stays. In 2010, there were 500 hotels in the city. In 2017, there were 37 more. Over the next few years, 51 more hotels with more than 20,000 beds will open, mainly in Mitte, Friedrichshain, Kreuzberg, and in the airport municipality of Schönefeld. Lengfelder added, quote, "Commercial law and building law regulate the possibilities for new hotels in the city, and there is still sufficient demand. Many hotels are fully booked for trade fairs, congresses, and public holidays, and the average occupancy rate is around 80%, which is a, quote, very good figure nationwide." Last year, the number of tourists who stayed overnight in Berlin hotels again rose by almost 2%. There were almost 13 million guests, around a quarter of a million more than in 2016. Economic Senator Ramona Popp of the Green Party wants to raise awareness with the Berlin tourism company Visit Berlin. The AfD group in the Berlin State Parliament has excluded Jessica Biesmann from the party. The background being photos of Biesmann posing in a kitchen in front of wine bottles with Hitler labels. A faction spokesman announced the decision of the deputies without giving any further details. Biesmann was the family political spokeswoman of the parliamentary group. In mid-October, the AfD state executive had already unanimously initiated proceedings against Biesmann to expel her from the party. "The photos concerned are unacceptable," said AfD party and faction leader Georg Pazderski, stating that Biesmann had caused damage to the party and the faction, which now still has 22 members. According to the 37-year-old member of parliament, she posted the photos on a social network about 10 years ago. Recently, they reappeared through a Twitter user. Biesmann explained that she regretted the existence of the photos, that they were taken 10 years ago in the apartment of a friend at the time and had not noticed the wine bottles in the background. She no longer has any contact with this friend today. Wine bottles with Hitler's image and Nazi slogans on the label are traded freely in Italy, and from there also delivered to Germany. Here they may be owned, but they may not be traded or shown publicly. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.